ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Shmuel Eliezer Padil. Maseches Avodah Zarah is dedicated to Le'ilui Nishmas Nechemya ben Reb David Olav HaShalom.
Avodah Zarah Daf Chof Zayin. The Gemara is discussing the Hilchas Mila, if you can use a moel on the Yisrael, even if the moel is a goy or a kuti. And the Gemara at the beginning brings a braisa, at the beginning of the Omid. The Gemara brings down a machlokes, Reb Yehuda and Reb Yosi. Reb Yehuda says that a yid is allowed to mal es akuti, but akuti lo yomul es Yisrael, because he's mal the shema hagrizim, and this is a problem of lishma. Reb Yosi says, Omar le Reb Yosi disagrees with Reb Yehuda, and Reb Yosi says, Chaychom atzinu milim in atoyo lishma, el mol vahuilach at shetetze nishma. So this is the Torah's Chaim explains, this is a loshen klola, since he's being mal the shema hagrizim, we give him a klola that in the end he's gonna die. Bal Kaponim Reb Yosi holds that he's allowed to use a kuti to be the moil. Mashenkin Reb Yehuda holds that the din Shema, this the Gemara explains later for Reb Chizda, that the Mekoyo is because it says Lashem Yimoil, and this we learn out from here that Reb Yehuda holds that the halacha of Lishma by Mila, and Reb Yosi disagrees, Reb Yosi holds no din Lishma. Toisves, it divar maschil v'chihechon, is mayrich that you see over here in the Sugya, that even the Kunit Reb Yehuda holds that there's a din Lishma by Mila, this is only a problem by a kuti, where the kuti is mal l'shem agrizim, then it's a problem of l'shma. Mashein kein, a normal goy, who's not mal l'shem avodah zarah, he can do a mila l'shma, and there's no problem, even the kuni shittas Reb Yehuda, there's den mila l'shma, we can still use a goy. Asks Tosfos from a foolish gemara in Gittin, the Chav Gimel Amud Aleph, the gemara over there is discussing whether a goy is allowed to write a get, and a get is also a loch of lishma. Says the Gemara, a goy, even if you tell him to go and write the get lishma, he still cannot do a write a get lishma. It's going to be possible, since a goy anochi al das atzmoi hu oisa. He's always doing al das atzmoi, and therefore he can't write lishma. Asks Tosfos, why is this different than mila in our sugi, which we find that mila a goy can make lishma. And Tosfos is ma'ich to be mechalik, that it depends whether stoma lishma or don't say stoma lishma. By mila, stoma is lishma, and therefore even a goy can make a mila lishma. Kol oid, he doesn't mean, he's not mechavin, shaloi lishma, like a kuti. And a goy doesn't have this problem, a mila, a goy can be mechavin lishma. Mashein came by get. A get, the Gemara says, tam isha lav legeushin oimedes, and therefore there's no stoma lishma by a get. Mamila, a goy is a problem by a get. Whereas by Mila, there's a stomach lishma and a goy is kosher. The same teretz as Tosfos in Zvachim, base on base, that this is a chiluk whether there's a din stomach lishma, which is kosher for a goy, and a mila is a stomach lishma. Now Tosfos doesn't say why do we say by Mila that stomach is lishma, but the Ritva says in Psochim daf Mem Amud Aleph that the etzem meisem Mila itself is mechiach, is a raya to us that this don is done for the mitzvah, since we don't normally find this maisa being done to be machis koyus the oiler, why should someone be doing such a kind of pa'ula? So the etzem maisa amila itself is a raya, and it libes a stoma mitzad the maisa itself that is being done lishma, and this is the reason why by mila we have a stoma lishma, and therefore it's kosher even for a goy. A different svara, the modcha says in halachas ktanis, simen tof tof kuf mem tes, he says a svara, just like we find in the Gemara in Zvachim, based on beis by a korban, we say that normally the korban is oimed lishma, stoma lishma kaimi. A normal korban is going to be koyev lishma and therefore has a stoma lishma. So too, every tinoik, Yisrael, who's born, every child who's born, he's also oimed lemila, and therefore there's a stoma lishma that he's going to be nimoil kedin, and this is the reason why by mila we have a stoma lishma. Al Kaponim, this is Shittas HaTosfos, who says that the reason why a goy is kosher lishma by mila is because there's a stoma lishma. But Rashi by us, in Devar Maschil Hashem Himoil, is mashma that that is not the reason why Goy has a din lishma by Mila. Because Rashi explains that the reason why Goy is doing this Mila lishma, since he's not being mechav neshem agrizim like a kuti, he's being moil al daita di Yisrael, sho'im aloi mehoil. The Yid tells him to do the Maisa Mila, and the Goy is listening to the Yisrael, and listens to him, and does it lishma, and says Rashi, v'haynu lishma. Is mashma that the reason why the goy is a maisa lishma is because of what the yid told him to do. And it sounds like from here that a yid has a koyach to go and tell the goy, and the goy will listen to the yid, and he's going to do a maisa lishma. Mamela Tosfos Kasha is back shver again, according to Rashi, what is the difference between a get and mila? Because by mila also Rashi explains the reason is because the goy is doing it listening to the Yisrael. So why by get do we find the svara that a get the Agoy is doing the Maisa al Das Atzmo Yoisa. So too, the Binyan Shloima in the Sefer over here is medactic from Rashi, the Loshon of Rashi in Gittin, Daf Chav Gimlo Medalev, where Rashi over there explains that the Goy is not doing Lishmo, is because he's Mimilchavin Shloy Lishmo, he's Mimilchavin for something else, because he's listening to himself, he's not listening to the Yisrael. This is also Mashmo like Tosfos, that the Svar is just because the Get is Stoma Lishmo. The Stoma, by Get, we don't say Stoma Lishmo. It's Mashma, says the Binyan Shloima that Rashi holds, that by Get, the Goy Bemis does not listen to the Yisrael. We have to understand what is the difference. Why by Get do we say that he doesn't listen to the Yisrael? Mashenki Mamila, he listens to the Yisrael and does it Lishmo. Bemis, we find another Mahalach in the Rishonim. This is the Shitta of the Rosh, who writes in Hilchus Sefer Torah Simen Gimel, a different way to answer the stira between Mila and what we find in the Gemara Gittin by a Get. Says the Rosh, that a Mila is the Maisa is only for a Rega. It's a very quick Maisa, and therefore on this Maisa we say that since the Yisrael told the Goy to do this Maisa Mila Lishmo, the Goy listens to the Yisrael, and he could do it Lishmo, and we take on that the Maisa was done Lishmo like the Yid told him to do. Mashenke says the Rosh, by a Get, which takes time, the writing of the whole Torah of Haget, which all of it has to be written Lishmo, over there we say that the Goy, Al Das Atzmo Yoisa, and he doesn't listen to the Yisrael, and he's not writing Lishmo. Says the Rosh, so too, in other cases, let's say, Ibud of Tfilin, we have to be Ma'abed the Ur, for Tfilin, we have to put it in Sid, this din is also has to be done Lishma. Says the Rosh, that since only the beginning of the Ibud has to be done Lishma, which takes very quick time, the Maisa itself is a Rega Ba'alma, in a Rega Ba'alma, Goy can listen to the Yisrael, and if the Yisrael tells him to do Lishma, there's no Svara of Adas Atzmo Yoisa. So according to the Rosh's Chiluk, Be'emes is a difference, not because of Stoma, like Toitzva says. The difference is, whether is the Maisa Mila, which is only a Rega, there the Goy can do Lishmo, listening to the Yisrael. And this will fit with what Rashi says by us, that by Mila, the Goy is listening to the Yisrael, V'hainu Lishmo. Mashenkin, in the case of the Get, since it takes time, we say that after a bit of time, already Aldas Atzmei Huoysa. This is the Shit of the Rosh, which Lachir would be, must be also Shitas Rashi by us. Now, in the Ikus Svar of the Rosh, which we said, that he's mechalik if the Maisa is just done in a Rega, or it takes some time, is Mavu in the Rosh, that he understands when the Gemara says in Gittin, that a Goy is Oysa al Das Atzmo Yu Oysa, be'emes, there's no chisorin, there's no inherent problem that a Goy cannot make a Chalois Lishmo. A Goy, if he would have a Kavona Lishmo, even a Goy can be Mechal Chalois Lishmo. Even in the case of a Get, where there's no Stoma Lishmo. The Svar of the Rosh is, that the reason why we're choshesh by a Get is because we're scared that after a bit of time, which is not the Rega, he won't be choshesh lishmo, he'll already be thinking, he'll think and he'll write the Get, al das atzmoi. So that is the chiluk of the Rosh, that's the difference between a Rega, which then we say that the Goy is listening to the Yisrael, mashenkein after a lot of time, then we're choshesh that is al das atzmoi oisa. And by emes, the etzem svara, that's mavur in the Rosh, and we're saying also in Rashi, that the Goy has a koyach to go and make a chalois lishma, it's also mavu in the Kesef Mishnah, in Gerushin, Peir Gimel, Halacha Tesvav, and the Beis Shmuel Paskins is clearly, in Evan Ezer, Simchov Gimel, Sivkot Nehei, that he says, that if a Goy writes a Get, even though the Gemara says that it's not kosher, because we choshesh that the Goy didn't write the Get lishma, because it's oisal das atzmoi, but says the Beis Shmuel, Halacha is only Sofik, it's only a Sofik, and she's Sofik Megureshes. Because it could be, Be'emes, that the Chalois Get was Chal. Because it could be that a Goy did write a Lishmo. This is what we explained, that Be'etzem a Goy has a Koyach. If he would only think Lishmo, he has a Koyach to make a Chalois Lishmo on the Get. Even though there's a Get, there's no Stoma Lishmo. But if the Goy has a Kavona, it works, and the Goy can be Mechal a Chalois Lishmo, if he has Kavona. And we're only, the reason why we say the Get is possible, is because we say that Mestoma is not Mecham Lishmo. But Be'emes, Reb Chaim is Ma'arich Nilchus Tfilin in the Shittas of the Rambam. And he says, he's Masbi, that the Rambam's Mavur, that the Svar of the Gemara Gittin, that Goy is not Yisrael Das Atzmo, is not Svar Ba'alman is Machshova. It's Be'emes a Svar in the Ike Chalois, that a Goy is Mufka for making a Asiya Lishmo. Even if the Goy will think Lishmo, he still can't be Meichel a Chalois Lishmo through a Machshova of a Goy, because Be'etzem a Goy's Machshova that Das Atzmo will never work to be Meichel a Chalois Lishmo. Rebel Soloveitchik in his Shurim, in Menochis, Membeis Amed Aleph, he says that Be'emes the Beis Shmuel is Mefurish, not like Reb Chaim. But the Beis Shmuel is going in the Svar of Tosfos, And other Rishonim, Mashenken Reb Chaim, is coming to explain the Shita of the Rambam. And Reb Chaim holds also that according to Tosfos, the Svara of the Gemara is only a Svara in the Machshava of a Goy, and therefore it's only Sofik Megureshes. Whereas in the Rambam is Mavur, that a Goy does not have any Koyach to go and make a Chalois Lishmo, and this is Hafkor, is Be'emes, not just a Svara, even because he's not being Mechashev, and even in the case where we know that the Goy did sing Lishmo, it still does not work. Mamela, according to what the Chir, the Svara of the Rosh, who says that there's a difference between a rega and not a rega, this is Mavur, also like the Bishmul took on in Tosfos, that the Svara is only because he's not Mimchashev Lishma, whereas according to Reb Chaim, there's no Mokot to Mimchalik, because even the rega where we take on that he's listening to the Yisrael, but Mimaisa in his Kavana, a Koyach Lishma, there's no Koyach through the Machshava of a Goy can never be Mechel, a Chalois Lishma, through his Machshava, since it's a Svara of Adas Atzmei Oysa. But maybe it'll come out that the Rambam is a Deir, not like Tosfos, which Shmuel says is only Sofik Megureshes, and it's also not like the Rosh, and we're saying also in Rashi by us, is also they hold that a Goy has a Koyach to make a stone, to make a Chalois Lishmo, but Ashenke, according to the Rambam, a Goy does not have a Koyach to make a Stom Lishmo, even if, to make a Chalois Lishmo, even if we'll have Kavon Lishmo. The Gemara says, this is all what we discussed a while in Shittas Reb Yehuda. The Gemara says that Reb Yosi disagrees with Reb Yehuda, and Reb Yosi says, there's no such halacha of lishma by mila, elamol v'hoilich, and he can, and he's, even a kuti is allowed to do a maisa mila. The Gemara in Yevamos Mevavim at base brings down a braisa that someone who's coming to be miskaya, and he says that he already did a maisa mila, and he said he did a mila l'shem gerus, and now he's just missing his tvila, because we know a ger has to do a maisa mila, and also a tvila, and he said he did his mila, but he hasn't yet done his tvila. Says Reb Yehuda, we don't have to be boidek him to see if he did the mila kedin, because even if he didn't do the mila kahalocha, still the tvila itself is enough that he can become a ger through the tvila itself, just like we find that Noshim can become ger through the tvila, so too a Yisrael, a Zocha also. Mashenki Reb Yosi over there says, no, we have to be boidek to make sure he did the mila kedin, because we need two things in order to be likonis libris. We need a mila and also a tvila. And therefore, if he just had a mila and the mila wasn't kedin, there's a problem. Asks the Tosfos Yeshonim, over there in Yevamos Mevavam Abeis, l'alachir Reb Yosi says himself. Because Reb Yosi over here is mavua, there's no din that he should do the mila lishma. And therefore, what we choishish over there in Gemara Yevamos, that he didn't do the mila lishim gerus, we can check if he did the mila. So the shaila is only what the das was. The only shaila is whether maybe it was mechashiv for a mila of a goy, didn't do the mila for a mila's gerus. Memela asks the Tosfos Yeshonim, l'chayr, according to Reb Yosi Shitta, that mila does not have to be done in Shema. What do we care that the mila was done in Shem Goy? Even if it was done in Shem Goy, l'chayr, he has a maisa mila, because mila does not have to be done in Shema. The Tosfos Yeshonim over there answers, that b'emes even according to Reb Yosi, we need a mila lishma. And over here we're talking about a case where it was Yisrael oimid al gaboy. And therefore we have a mila lishma. Besides the Mahalach in the Gemara, to say we're talking about Oymed Al Gaboy, the Loshon of Reb Yosi is Mechir Mefurish, that Reb Yosi says, Hecha Metzinu Mila Menatoya Lishmo. So we have to understand, the Chir, it's Mashman Al Gemara, Reb Yosi doesn't hold the din Lishmo by Mila at all. We have to understand the Teretz of the Tosfos Yeshonim. We find also this Kasha in Achronim, the Shilas Yaivetz, in Chilek Beis, in Kuf Samech Daled, he asks a Kasha from himself, and he says, Lisnago Banago de Lifrikine, this is a very strong question, which no one really can give a good answer to, and as he blags that Tzor Chiyun, how can we answer this theory in Reb Yosi? But the Chasam Sefer in the Tshuva, in Yerodea, Simen Shin, and the MS right at the beginning of the Chasam Sefer, Yerodea Simen Aleph, he says it Biktora, that the Yaivetz asks this Kasha, and he says it's a very strong question, Be'emes, L'chayye can be mechalek very easily, and say that the Gemara Yevamos, who says that according to Reb Yosi, the Mila is not a good Mila if he did the Mila l'shem Goy and not l'shem Gerus, is very choluk from our Gemara. The Gemara over there is talking about a Gay, that means the value who is a Goy and is trying likonis libris, he wants to become a Yid. One of the Tanoim he needs to become a Yid, he has to do a Maisa Mila. In this Maisa Mila, if he does this Mila, Shaloi Lishma, and not to become a Yid, he hasn't done Bichlal the Maisa Mila which is needed, Likonis Libris. And Mamela is going to only be left over with the Tvila, and Abiyah says, oh, we need a Mila also. Over here, the discussion, our Sugya, is talking about one of the Tariag Mitzvahs of Yisrael. a Yisrael has one of the Tayag mitzvahs to do a Maisa Mila, and on that there's found an aloche that Rabbi Yossi holds there's no din lishma, just like other mitzvahs there's no din lishma, so to Mila there's no din lishma. You can't compare this to Milas Geirus, where the Milas Geirus has to be done lishma, because otherwise it's missing in the whole Tanai, the Konis Libris. That is the whole way he becomes a Yid, is by becoming a Mila of a Geir l'shem Yisrael. Mashiach over here, he's Yisrael. The only Shaila is, does he have to be done lishma? And on that, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi disagree whether there's a din lishma in a Mila of a Yisrael. The Etzem Svara, the Meshach Chochmer brings down Pipshitas like this in Pashas Boy, in Perik Yud Beis, Posuk Mem Dalet, in the Meshach Chochmer, and he says it's Pashat, this is a Pshat in Rabbi Yossi, and in brackets he's Mitzayin, V'chein Kosav Echasam Sofer. The Avnei Nezer, in Yoredeya, the end of Shri Mem Hei, he takes issue with the Chasam Sofer Svara, and he says, Enechanami, Efshe, it's not enough for the Milas Geirus, but why should Rabbi Yossi not hold like a Yudah that it's enough for the Tevila? The Tevila itself should be enough. Baal Kaponim is Ma'arich of there to explain the difference between a Milas Geirus and a Milas Yisrael al derech of the Chasam Sofer. Another chiluk, the Chasam Sofer himself says in Yevomus, in his Chidushim, in Yevomus, in the Gemara of them, in Vavim at Beis, that the Be'emes, you can say a chiluk, a different chiluk, that even though Rabbi Yossi holds, you don't need Mila Lishma, this is only in the case of the Moil. We're talking about over here, the Kuti wants to mal the child Lishma, Shaloi Lishma. On another, Rabbi Yossi holds, you could do a Shaloi Lishma. It could be only because the Nimoil over here in our sugya is b'mechavin lishma, or the father is b'mechavin lishma. Masha'inkin in the Gemara in Yevomus, where the Nimoil himself was mechavin shaloi lishma, he himself did the Maisa Mila shaloi lishma, over there it's much worse off, and even Rabbi Yosi will agree that it's a problem, since the goy himself, the person who's becoming a geir, he didn't have any kavona to do a Maisa Geirus, and over here even Rabbi Yosi would agree that there's a problem of lishma. It's a chidush to say that even Rabbi Yosi agrees that kaponim we need to have lishma mitzad the nimoil, even though the moil doesn't have to have kavona lishma. Now there's another point which the Achrinim discussed by Arichas, a very sodistic shayla over here in the Gemara, that the Gemara has Arichas between a Machlokes, between a Biyotzi and a Biyuda, whether the Aloch of Mila does have to be done Lishma or not, asks Rebbe Kveiga in his Chidushim, it's printed also in its Truvas, Truvas Chadoshes, Chilek Dalet, in Yonim Sheinim, Simen Chav Gimel, he asks that someone asked him a Shaila, why is there not a problem in our Sugya, besides the problem of Lishma, which Rebbe Yossi holds as no din Lishma, but we know there's a klal of mitzvah tshiches kavona. In all of Shas, the Gemara Rosh Hashanah has a discussion in Machlokes, whether mitzvah tshiches kavona, or mitzvah ain't tshiches kavona, the Gemara Rosh Hashanah chav chesam ad aleph. So, l'chreya, if there's a loche that every mitzvah needs kavona, and without that it's not mitzvah at all, then l'chreya, aviva this kuti is being maling l'shema agrizim, l'chreya it's missing in the whole kavona of doing the mitzvah to le'ebishter, limon l'ashem, to do a mila because there's a mitzvah of mila, and therefore it's missing in the kavona of the halacha of mitzvah tzriches kavona, and the mila is not mila at all. So why does Rabbi Yossi not hold that the mila of the kuti should be a problem? Because besides the din of lishma, there's a klalos tiga halacha of mitzvah tzriches kavona. Says Rabbi Kveiga, we're going to say that Rabbi Yossi holds a mitzvah ain't tzriches kavona. In many places, we're going to have to work out if this is going to be work with shitas Rabbi Yossi. But oh, says Rabbi Kveiga, we know the klal, which is Kmat Muskim in all the days, that even according to the man, the Omar, who holds mitzvah, it's ain't tziches kavona, but if you have das hepech, that means if you mechaven lehepech, not like the mitzvah, lehedir fakert, you don't just not mechaven michlal, but you mechaven lehepech, in that case, everyone agrees that there's a problem, and there's a blibes with the klal, that mitzvah tziches kavona, because everyone agrees, al kaponim, you not have to have das hepech. So says Rabbi Kveiga l'chay over here, the kuti is maling the kid l'shem ha'grizim. Over here it's das hepech, and l'kula alma there should be a problem mitzad the kavona, because over here you have das hepech. Even l'kula man d'oma mitzvahs ain't tziches kavona, it's going to be a problem. So what happened in our sugya to the klal of mitzvahs tziches kavona? Now the etzem hanoch of the question is taking on akaponim the second chilek of the question, that das hepech should make us a problem, is taking on that in the Manda Oma, mitzvahs ain't tziches kavona, but when you mechashev the other word, fakert, when you mechashev shaloi l'shem mitzvah, there's a problem, then it's a problem in the whole mitzvah itself, and not just a problem in the kiyum ha-mitzvah. The mitzvah is mamish missing, and the etzem mitzvah has not been done, the counter has not been done, just like the man Omer mitzvah shichis kavona, without kavona he hasn't got a mitzvah, so too the man Omer mitzvah ain't shichis kavona, but if you have kavona fakeret, then the mitzvah itself is called that the mitzvah hasn't been done. But Reb Shloimeh Hayman is yodua in his sefer Chidushei Reb Shloimeh, Reb Shoshana, Seben Aleph, he's ma'irich that the man Omer mitzvah ain't shichis kavona, even if you're going to have kavona lehepech, but still bleibs a heftz of a mitzvah. The aloch is only that he has been yotze is chuyvas mitzvah. He has been lo yotze yidei chuyvasri. But the heftz of the mitzvah bleibs. And afkemini is like a bal toysif. The two even Rosh Hashanah of Ches asks that we find like a bal toysif. He can't wear two tefillins because he has a problem of being over bal toysif. Asks the two even, why can he just be mechaven lehepech that he doesn't want to be yotze with one of the tefillins? Says Reb Shloimeh that for the Israel bal toysif it's not enough that he's not been yotze his mitzvah. Because he still has a heftz of a mitzvah, the meiser mitzvah is still being done, even though he's not being yoitza his mitzvah. And the mela, this will still have a problem of Bal Tosif. The same is Soyde Bechonon is very marich in Chilek Beis, Simen Amet Gimel in Kevitz Shurim. Also, that the Soyde of mitzvahs ain't Tziches Kavona, das Hepech will never be oike the mitzvah, will only be enough that he shouldn't be yoitza his mitzvah. Memela says of Chanan also that for Bal Tosif this won't be enough. Akapadim is a chiddush which these achinim say. Reb Shloimeh Reb Chanan talks about it that maybe the din of das hepech is only enough to go be mafkia the kiyum mitzvah that he shouldn't be mekayim his mitzvah kedin, but there is still a mitzvah being done. So lechayy of here by Mila enechanami if he has kavona lehepech he won't be mekayim his mitzvah and he won't get any schar for his mitzvah, but he's still called a mohul because the heftz of the mitzvah is still being done, and therefore enechanami lechatchila you won't be able to use a kuti. But lemaise if a kuti would mal this child, if there's no din nishma, then there's no ikur of mitzad the kiu mitzad the heftzer, and enechanami he hasn't been yoytze his mitzvah and he won't get schar, but he's got a maise mila done to him. It's not like a chaticha spasa ba'alma. Al Kaponim, Lechoyu from this Kasha Rebbe Kveiga, and we'll see soon other Achinim ask the same question. Zmavua, they understood that even with a Das Hepech it's enough to go and say there's not mitzvah bichlal, and Mamela, this child will not be mohul, and why does the Biyosi not, why does he allow the Kuti to mal this child? What happened to Kavona? Rebbe Kveiga answers a Chiddush, and says that the Kiyum a mitzvah, since the mitzvah Bemis belongs to the father, and the Moel is only a Shliach of the father, Memela, the din kavona is enough if the father's been mechaven l'shem mitzvah. And that, with the father's kavona, that he's been mechaven l'shem mitzvah, is niskayim the din of mitzvah shvichas kavona. And the chanami, the moel himself, is been mechaven shloy l'shem mitzvah, he's been mechaven l'shem agrizim, but says Reb Kveiga, that's not enough to be mafkia the whole chefze. And Memela, the father's kavona is still enough to go and give a din of mitzvah shvichas kavona. Al derech zeh also, similarly, that we find in the Tshuva of Chasam Sefer in Yeridea, Simen Shin, he also says that the Kavona of Mitzvah Sichas Kavona can be done through the father, or he says also through the Nimoil himself, through the person who's being mauled. If he's not a cotton, if he's old enough to have Kavona, then that itself, that he has Kavona to be, that the Mila is done on him, L'shem Mitzvah, this is also enough, even though the Moil is Mimechavon Shle L'shem Mitzvah. And the Chasam Sefer explains that if there's a Din Lishma, then it wouldn't help any kavona in the world. If someone has a matzah, which was made shelo lishma, however much kavona he's gonna have, b'shas la'achila, that he wants to eat it lishma, it's still not gonna work because the matzah itself is mufka and etzim chefzah, because the matzah is a shelo lishma. Mamela, who adim b'mila, if there would be a din of a mila lishma, which Reb Yehuda holds, then however much kavona the father's gonna have, or the nimoil's gonna have, won't be enough, because of the dimi chsoin in etzim chefze, that the maisa amila, be'etzim needs lishma. Mashenkin ebiyosi, who he holds, there's no din lishma. Mamela, there's only a din in kavona for the kiyuma mitzvah, on that there's enough, that the father's be mechaven, or the child is be mechaven, and even if the moil himself is not be mechaven, there's still a kiyum of kavona through the people who are mekayim the mitzvah. Another mahalach we find to answer this question of Reb Kveiga and Chasam Sefer, what happened to kavona, says Reb Chaim, in Reb Chaim, in Stenzlach, Alashas, over here in Avodah Zarah, a yisoid in Yesedes Diger Chidush, in Hilchas, mitzvah suches kavona. Says Reb Chaim, be'emes we find, there's two different kinds of mitzvahs in the Torah. There's mitzvahs which the mitzvah itself is the asiyah, is the doing of the mitzvah. L'moshel achilas matzah, there's a mitzvah to eat matzah, tkiyas shofar, and so on and forth. There's mitzvahs which the mitzvah is the asiyah. And on these mitzvahs, there's a din of mitzvah shiches kavona, and even the mandoma mitzvahs ain't shiches kavona, if you have das hepech, is also a problem. Mashaikit is other mitzvahs where the mitzvah is the pa'ula, the tzitzah of the mitzvah. The mitzvah is that the mitzvah has been done. Says Reb Chaim, we find this chiluk in the Beis HaLevi, in Chilek Aleph, Simen Beis, and so too in Chilek Gimel, Simen Nun Aleph, that the Beis HaLevi says that this difference is going to make an afgemina legab the aloha mitzvah tzrichis kavona. L'moshul says the Beis HaLevi, there's aloha of achilas Pesach. Every Pesach by night, there's a mitzvah sasei of ochlu es ha-Pesach ba-lailo hazeh, there's a mitzvah of achilas Pesach. So too, says the Beis HaLevi, there's a mitzvah on all korbonus, that there's a mitzvah of achilas kodshim, achilas korbonus. In the mitzvah of achilas korbonus, we do not find the din of mitzvah tzrichis kavona. He brings out from Ramban, that over there by the korbonus, there's no aloch of kavona. Masha'in kein in achilas Pesach, there's aloch of kavona. To be mekai in the mitzvah, there's a din of mitzvah tzrichis kavona. Says the Beis HaLevi, the difference is, the achilas Pesach is a din on a bench, on a gavre. He himself has a mitzvah to go and do this maisa asiyah, to go and make this maisa achila, and he has a mitzvah of achilas Pesach, and on that there's a final din of kavona lekiyum ha-mitzvah. Masha'inke, my other korbonus, over there says the Beis HaLevi, the mitzvah is that the korban should be eaten. The tzitzah, that is the main point in the mitzvah. Not the maisa itself, but the korban itself should be eaten. And in over there, says the Beis HaLevi, there's no aloch of kavona. Kavona is only in a case where there's a din on the maisa itself, this is the mitzvah, and now we need to have kavona. But when the tzitzah is the main mechuvan of the mitzvah, is that it should be done, and he should, the korban should be eaten, over there, we don't care if the guy did have kavona or didn't have kavona. At the end of the day, the korban was eaten. And therefore, in that case, says the Beis HaLevi, there's no aloch of mitzvah tzichas kavona. So says Reb Chaim, so too we can say that Mila is also the same thing. Even though by Mila there is a halach on the father, that he has a mitzvah to do the Maisa Mila, and there's a din shlichus on the Maisa Mila of the father. But al kaponim, there's also a halach in the Mila that he should be mohul. We find that in the case where there's no father, Bezdin take the child himself, and then mala the child, even though they're not mekayim the mitzvah of the father. But the ikka mitzvah which he has, that the child should be mohul. We want the tzitzah over here that the child should be mohul. So according to the Beis HaLevi's cheshbon, in this case, Mila, there'll be no halacha of mitzvah tzrichis kavona. And Mamela, in this case, the only way to say that the kuti should not be able to mal this child is only if there's going to be halacha of lishma. But mitzad kavona, since the ikka is that the child should be mohul, over here there'll be no din of kavona, and even in the case of the madama mitzvah tzrichis kavona, and who are din the madama mitzvah ain't tzrichis kavona, there's no problem over here with das hepech, because the ikka is, at the end of the day, there's a maisa mila being done, and this chatichas ha'oila has happened, and the mila kavona does not play any role over here, only if there'll be din nishma. The Etzem Yisoid we find also in the Bechonon in Kibbutz Shurim, in Ksubis, or his Tof Memtes, he also says that any mitzvah with the Ike is the Tzitzah of the mitzvah. The Bechonon is talking about the mitzvah Pru Vu, where the Ike mitzvah is the having the children, then on the Maise itself there's no Din Kavona, and there's no Alocha or Mitzvah Tzrichis Kavona. This Al-Kabon is a Pchaim's Mahalach to go and answer why by Mila over here there's no din on Mitzvah Tzrichas Kavona, and the Pchaim adds on at the end that could be in this case where the Mkuti is going to mal the child, them is the father, does not have a Kiyum Mitzvah because there's no Kavona. But Al-Kaponim Homir, the child is Mohul Kedin since the Maisa has been done, and on the Pa'ula, which is the Ikka, the Tzitzor, there's no problem of having, if there's no Kavona, only if there's a din Lishma. Moving further on the Amud, the Gemara brings out a machlokes. Where is the makor that your goy is posel lemila? Doru ba papa mishmei de ravoma. The makor is from vato es bisi sishmoi, and the other man doru my bichnan holds that the makor is from himoil yimoil. The Gemara says, "May be now it could be now you arvi mohul v'gavnoini mohul a goy who's malas himself. Then there's machlokes whether he's kosher to do a mila on Israel." Says the Gemara, "This is not afkemina because a goy is always oral." The Ritva over here asks a very sagistic shayla, and as we'll see soon, the Achrenim also discusses shayla. The Ritva asks that the Gavnoini Mohul, which is discussing in our sugya, Rashi says that Gavnoini was a name of a Umar that then moiled himself. Says the Ritva from a Medrash, these Gavnoini were bemes from Bnei Keturah. The Bnei Keturah, they had the minik to go and mala themselves. They were also Bnei Avraham. So too, the Bin Chananel by us in the Gilead on the side says Mefurish that the Gavnoini were Bnei Keturah. So too, in the Oruch, in Erech Gabon Nochi, he says this Umar was a Bnei Keturah. Asks the Ritva, Since we're talking about Bnei Keturah over here, then the Gemara says in Sanhedrin Nun Tesamid Beis that the pasuk which says by Rome of Avinu es Brisi Hefar is coming to be marbe a mila of Bnei Keturah that they also chayiv a mila. So ask the Ritva that if we're talking about the Bnei Keturah, then Mamila the chayiv a mila, just like the Israelim are chayiv, why do we say that not bichlal the bris of Ato es Brisi Sishmor? And if they do a mila, why should we say that mila is nothing and it's only an oral? L'chayiv the chayiv a mila. Says the Ritva, from here it's Muchach in our Gemara, that even though the Gemara says in Sanhedrin that there's a ribri of Bnei Keturah that the Chayiv and Mila, it doesn't mean that the Doris, always the Bnei Keturah are going to be Chayiv. This was a tzivui for Avraham Avinu only, that Avraham is Mechuyev to Mala his 6 children he had from Bnei Keturah, and one of them was a Gavnoini, and these children he's Chayiv to go on Mal. Mamela and Avraham Avinu, he had a chiyuv. Mashenkin and Bnei Keturah later on, they malah themselves from their minig. This is a garnish, this is only a chatichas basa. And Mamela, the Gemara says, that it's not bichlal the bris mila. And also, it's like an oral, and Mamela doesn't go into the pasuk of himo yimur. So this ritva says, it's muchach from our Gemara, that Bnei Keturah are be'emes mufka, and they don't have a chiyuv mila, only to Avraham Avinu. Now it's yodua. This shitta is be'emes Rashi shitta in Sanhedrin over there, and Tesam at the base. That was only a chiyuv on Avraham, but the Rambam in Hilchos Melachim Perik Yud Halacha Ches, he says clearly that Bnei Keturah chayivim l'doris, just like Avraham Avinu was chayiv, so too they're also chayiv. Memela, according to the Rambam, it's back shveh, according to the Ritva, that we're discussing here Bnei Keturah l'chayir. Why do we say that these Bnei Keturah are not bichlal de brismila? Be'emes, we find in the Pischi Tshuva in Yerudea Simereish Samach Dalet Sivkot and Hay. He brings down from the Tam HaMelech, on the Shah HaMelech, Peikud Beis of Avodah Zarah, who says that according to the Shittas Rambam, who says that Bnei Keturah is chayiv to go and do a mila like Yisrael, Mamela, that Be'emes can be kosher le mila. You could use a goyish shamoil if he's from Bnei Keturah, since they're also mohul, and also bichlal lebris. Now according to the Chishik Shleimer asks, on this Shitta of the Tam HaMelech, that our Gemara, if we're talking about the Bnei Keturah, then l'chayiv is very shveh. Bishlam in the Gemara, which says we're talking about the Arvi Mahul, that's Mavu in the Rambam, that over there in Hilchus Melochim, Perik Yud Halacha Zayin, that the Zera Yishmoel, they're not Bichlal Bnei Keturah. There's a mute in the Pasuk, and they're not Bichlal Bnei Keturah. But Al Kaponim, the Gavnoini over here, why are they not Bichlal the Chiyuv Mila of Atos Brisi Sishmoel according to the Rambam? But Bakoch, we have to say, according to the Rambam, that the Bnei Gavnoini over here are not the Bnei Keturah. And Mamela, we're talking about Pashat Goyim, but Be'emes of Bnei Keturah, and the Chanami, the Taka Chayev in Mila, and they can take be kosher in Mila, like the Pischi Tshuva says. But asks the Shagas Arya and Simon Mentes, that L'chaya, it's still Shveh. Because even if we say that the Gavnuni of Yeh are not Bnei Keturah, but L'chaya will come out that the Mishnah which says that someone who's Noida Me Arielim is Mutter and all the Goyim, even though they have a Bris Mila, is Mashman in Mishnah, this is Koil also the Bnei Keturah. So the Chayyot Mavur Mefurish in this Mishnah, that the because they are Goyim, they have a Halach of Oral. And their Mila is not counted like a Mila. Memela says, Shagasari, even if we'll understand that according to the Rambam, the Bnei Keturah Chayiv, but the Shem Goy, because at the end of the day they're Goyim, therefore this overrides any Mila, and they still got Shem Oral. The Chayyot, what is the Gemara's question? The Gemara's looking for a case of a difference between the two Mandomim, the Mandomah holds that we learn out from the Brisi Tishmur, and the Mandomah learns out from Himal Yimoil, L'chiyu, we have a big nafkamina. In the case of Bnei Keturah, because Bnei Keturah are Bichlal the Bris, because the Chayev in Mila, Mashain Kain, they're not Bichlal Himal Yimoil, because the Mishnah is Mashma, also the Bnei Keturah are not Bichlal Goyim, Hamulim, they have the Loch of Oral. So why does the Gemara have to look for a different case? Why couldn't the Gemara say the difference is between the two Mandomim with the Bnei Keturah? And the main of the Shagasari is Matchik the Shittas Rambam, and he says about Kochach al Gemara is Muchach, like Shittas Rashi, that Bnei Keturah not Chai v'Mila, because otherwise we'll have enough Gemina between these two man the army. Later the Shagasari says that we can answer the Shittas Rambam and say that the Rambam holds even if a Bnei Keturah Chai v'Mila, but they're only Chai in the Mila. In Yisrael there's always two parts to the Mila. There's the Chituch and there's the Chivas Priya. Says the Shagas Arya, the Rambam Shitta is that even though there's a din of a Mila to Bnei Keturah, but they're not Chayiv in Priya, they're only Chayiv in the Mila. And therefore the Bris, which says, V'atos Brisi Sishmur, this is Kodal the Priya, and Mamela, this is not Nichlal Bnei Keturah, not Nichlal into the Bris, and Mamela, that's why the Gemara says that there's no difference between the two Mandomim, because they have a loch of Oril, because they're Goyim, and also they're not Nichlal in the Bris of Priya. The Ikach Chiddush of the Shagas Arya, that he says that Beniktura no chayiv in Priya according to the Rambam. The Meiri says the same thing in Yevomis Ayin Aleph Amud Beis, that the Beniktura, there's no chivas Priya. So too the Michas Chinuch, he says himself in Mitzvah Beis, that there's no din Priya according to the Rambam, and Mameila, there'll be no Nichlal in the Bris, like the Shagas Aryeh says. Another mehalach to answer the Shittas Rambam from the Ritva's Kasha, that the Ritva and the Shagas Aryeh afterwards is of Mechiach from our Gemara, that you see in our Gemara that Chayyid ben Iktura not Nichlal in the Bris, and what happened to Chayyid Chayyiv, so why did they not go into the Pasuk of Atwes Brisi Sishmer? Says Reb Chaim that we find in the Beis Alevi in Pashas Lech Lecho that there are two separate inyonim in every Bris Mila. In every Bris Mila, there's the Hasoras Ha'Oyla, which a person, when he has an oiler, he has a certain chisorin through having this oiler, and this is a mitzvah to take away the chisorin. And besides that, there's a tesefes kedusha, which is through the bris of the mila, which the Eibishter made with Avraham Avinu, a special bris of the mila, and this is the second inyan which is there in every bris mila. Says the Beis Halevi, that even according to the Rambam, that the Bnei Keturah have a halacha, a chiyuv, to do a maisa mila, this is only to take away the oiler and take away the chisorin, that they shouldn't be like every goy, they're also Bnei Avraham, and they should take away this chisorin which all the goyim have. But the chilek of Tesefes Kedusha and Etzem Bris mila, this Bnei Keturah don't have. And the Mela says the Beis Halevi, the Bris mila is only given to Zera Avraham, which is Zera Yitzchok, like the Pasuk says, Kivi Yitzchok Yikori Lecho Zora, and Mamela, the Bnei Keturah only have one chilek, and they don't have a chilek of the Bris. Says Reb Chaim, Mamela, our Gemara is very gishmak, because we can't be talking about the Bnei Keturah. Because the Bnei Keturah, since we learn how the Pasuk of Ato, it's Bris Yisishmer, the Bris Mila, the Bnei Keturah don't have. They have a din of chituch, they have the mitzvah Mila, but without the etzim Bris Mila, which is the Tesefes Kedusha, which a Yid has. And therefore, the Gemara over here holds that l'chol ha'deis, the Bnei Keturah will never be able to be a moil because they're not nichlal in the bris, and also they don't have a din of himoil yimoil because they have a shame oral since they're going. Now, the Emes the Beit Halevi over there explains that you could say that the priya which is done by every milas Yisrael besides the chituch is resembling the din bris, which is dinner to Sefes Kedusha, and that's why you have a Chivas Priya, Masha'in Kein, the Bnei Keturah, will only have a Chivas Chituch. So this has come out of the same teretz, which Shagas Aryeh says. But the Beis Halevi adds on, that even if you're going to say, that Nitno Priya L'Avraham Avinu, even for the Bnei Keturah also, but still, even if the Priya they do have, but they don't have a Chilek HaBris, and the Mamela says, Reb Chaim, this is a new teretz, that the Bnei Keturah are not Nichlal in V'ato Es Bris Yisishmer. So I'll compel him to summarize the Ritva over here is Mechiach in our Gemara, that the Bnei Keturah are not chayiv l'doris, and therefore they do not go into the klal of Atos Brisi Sishmer. But the Rambam holds that the chayiv, Mamela Shver, what do we do with this Gemara? But why is the Gemara no answer? We're talking about Bnei Keturah. The Shagas Aryeh says that Bnei Keturah are not chayiv in Priya. And we said the Meiri says the same thing. And the Chaim explains that Bnei Keturah, even if they're chayiv, but they don't have the mile of a Bris Mila, they only have the chisor to take away the chisorin on that they have, and it's not enough of Atos Brisi Sishmer. Moving further on the Amud, at the end of the Sugya, the Gemara says that the difference between the two man the Amrim is, in the case of a Isha is not Mechuyav, and therefore she's not Bichlal the Bris Mila, Mitzad Sheni, she's Nechshav Kemohol, says the Gemara, Ika, the Nafkamina is by Isha, the Isha command the Mehila Damya. The Eimishpot over here on the side, Oishei, brings down from the Rif, at the end of Shabbos, Perik Yutes, he says that the reason why Isha is called Mohol is just like the Gemara says before, that even a Yisrael Oral is called a Mohol, because the mere fact that he's a Yid, that itself gives him a Shem Mohol, so too, Isha also is Bechlal, and Echanami, she's not Mechuyev, and therefore she's not Bechlal the Bris, but she's still called a Mohol because she's a Yisrael. And the Beis of Engel in Gilyoni Ashas, he says already that this Pshat is in Mavur in the Shiltas Mefurish, that Yisha is called a Mohol because she's a Yisraelis. The Raivad of Yis has a different Pshat, and as in the Raivad says Marich in Klal Yud Aleph, on the other Pshatim to Gomi Masbi, why Yisha is also called Mohol. In the Ike Chiluk between Yisha, that she's called Mohol, it's not Bichlal the Beis, Boch Ben, Bichas Shmuel, in Yevomis, Simen Yud Ches, and also the Stipler, and Simen Yud Aleph, there must be that the Shem Yisrael itself is enough to call a Chalois Mohol, and Mamela, this is enough to be called Isha Command Mehile Damya, even though she's not Mechuy of anything in Bechlal Abris, and he's married over there in the Yisoid of the Isha, that she's got a Chalois Mohol because she's the Yisraelis. Al Kaponim La Alocha, we find in Maskonis HaGemara, There's a machlokes if a isha does have a halacha that she's allowed to do a mila. Tosfos in the Vamaschil Isha says the halacha is like Rav, that the isha is not kosher le mila, even though normally we pass like Rabbi Yochanan. But here we have a brayse like Rav, and therefore the isha is not kosher le mila. But says Tosfos from the Bahag that we pass like Rabbi Yochanan and the isha is kasher lomu. The Rif over there in Shabbos, the end of Pirkei Tes, he also passes like the Bahag, like Rabbi Yochanan's shita, that isha is kasher lomu. But he still says that lechatchila the isha should only do the mila only in a case where there's no ish, and that is also lashon of the Rambam in Peyuk Beis Hilchas Mila Alocha Aleph Hakoil Ksheirim Lomul, even the oil the isha and the all kulmulim b'mokim she'ein ish. Says the Kesef Mishnah, this is like the lashon of the Rif, that the heter of the isha to do a mila like a birchnan is only b'mokim she'ein ish. Now we have to really understand lechayer avivayt that we see in our sugya. According to Rabbi Yochanan, the Aisha is called a Mahul, and therefore is Nichlal in the Klal of Himoil Himoil. Why is there a Din Lechatchila that we should dafka want to Ish? Lechayra, even Lechatchila there should be kosher be Isha. Reb Chaim, in the stencil over here in Chedusha Agrach al Hashas, Simon Peizayin, he's Masbir, that Be'emes there's a question over here in the whole Sugya. Although you say it's Digger Shaila, we have to understand. We have a Gemara in Gittin, Memhei Amid Beis, which says, that there's a halacha, someone who's not a bar kshira cannot be kosher tefillin. Someone who's not a bar ksiva cannot be right tefillin. A goy, since he's not mechuyev in the mitzvah, he has no sheiches. Therefore, there's a musig always in shas of lav b'toyras. Someone who's not b'toyras the mitzvah cannot be involved in the mitzvah and cannot do the mitzvah. Tosfos over there in Gittin Memhei Amid Beis is mavur that it's not just by ksiva and by tefillin, it's an every asir, tzitzis, and so forth. All these things which a goy or a isha who do not have any sheiches to the mitzvah because they're not chayiv in the mitzvah, they cannot do the mitzvah. Kol she'einu b'toyras, they are not bar ksiva, therefore they can't write tefillin. Ask Reb Chaim and the Be'emes of Chasam Sefer, they asked this kasha before in Chasam Sefer Asholim Chavov Amid Beis. Why over here in our sugya do we not passel the goy and the isha because they're not b'toyras, because they're not chayiv in the mitzvah? Says the Chasam Sefer that the klal of the Gemara in Gittin Memhei Amid Beis is only in something which is hazmona for a mitzvah, like to make tefillin, to make sivas tam, to write a sefer Torah for tviya of tzitzis. But the etzim mitzvah itself, if not for these miyutim, then be'emes they would kosher a goy and a isha also. So says Reb Chaim that now we have to know, after we have these miyutim from Himol Yimoil or from Va'atos Brisi Sishmori, what is the pshat in these miyutim? Is there exists a kosuv by Mila that these people cannot be a kosher and moil? And it's a halacha exists a kosuv in Mila that we can't use a goy and a kohen man d'arma, you can't use a isha? Or do we say no? The ged of the exists a kosuv is that by Mila there's also a halacha that you have to be bar hochi. You have to be a sheiches to the mitzvah, like we find by other mitzvahs, like stam, and tefillin, and tzitzis. That if you don't have any sheiches to the mitzvah, you can't write, and you mele word in legab a mila, since you're not a bar bris mila, or you're not a chilek of the mila of himoil himoil, you are mufka from doing a maisa mila. Says Reb Chaim, if we understand like this tzad, that's not really a gzeis hakosuv, which tells us who the moil could be, and the kungwal mandoma, the isha's kosher, or the isha's posel. But the Yisoid Abdin over here is that you have to be a sheiches to the mitzvah in order to go and do the mitzvah. Then the Madoma holds that Va'atos Brisi Sishmori learns out that you have to be a bar hochi libris mila. It's not enough you have a sheiches to being a mohul. You have to have a sheiches to be b'toyas bris mila. And the other Madoma holds it's enough that you have a sheiches to the mila itself that you call the mohul. So says Reb Chaim, we can understand that even the Madoma who holds Himoil Yimoil, and this is how we pass according to the Rambam and the Rif and the Bahag, that a isha is kosher because she has a sheiches to being a mohul, but there's still a maila using someone who has a sheiches to the bris mila. Even though there's no din, it's enough but the eved, if you're bar hochi because you're sheiches to the maisa mila itself because you're mohul, but there is a maila of having a sheiches to the bris, like the madoma of atos brisi sishmo, you have more sheiches to the mila, and the mila is the chatchila al kaponim yishbi mahada and use the ish. If it will be a gzis akosuv, telling us that there's a miut, and this madoma holds ishos kosher, then there's no maila in using a ish. But since it's not exists a kosov in mila, the idea is that you have to be a bar hochi, you have to be betoyas, then there's always a mile of using someone who's totally betoyas, also betoyas bris mila, and not just someone who's betoyas mohul and himoil yimoil. And therefore the chatchila, which always use the ish, and only b'di'eved as a klal of the isha, is also kosher. One final point in this sugya is the shita mechudesha, as we find over here on the Rambam in Peyuk Beis Melchus Mila Alocha Aleph. We learned in our sugya the Alocha we paskin that goy is possible for a mila, either from the pasuk of Atas Bisitishmoil or from Himoil Yimoil, and the Rambam paskins that goy is possible because of the pasuk of Himoil Yimoil. Says the Rambam that even though a goy is possible to be the moil, but if the goy did do this mila, and now he hasn't got any oil anymore, says the Rambam, ain't soich lachzoi velimoil shenis. We do not need to go and do another mila after the goy has already been over and he was the moil. The Tor in Yoredeya Simereish Samach Daled understands from this that the Rambam holds that even though we know the aloha is by someone who doesn't have an oiler, he was a noilad mohul or other cases, the aloha is he needs hatofas dambris. We have to akoponim take out a bit of blood to be mekayim the chivas hatofas dambris. The Rambam holds that over here the goy who malad this child, we don't need to do hatofas dambris. Says the Tor, the Smag disagrees with the Rambam, and the Smag writes clearly that since a goy is possible for a mila, memela he needs a tofas dambris. And the Emes Rambam is shver. Why does the Rambam hold that if the goy does a bris mila, even though he's possible, we do not need a tofas dambris? And the Kesef Mishnah on the Rambam is Marich to be Mazbe. Where does the Rambam take such a shitter from that he doesn't need a tofas dambris? And in the Beis Yosef, he writes that maybe even the Rambam agrees that you do need a tofas dambris, and the Rambam just means that you don't have to be cut more oila because he's ready, he's enough to do a tofas dambris. But he's made that the pashtas of Rambam is that you do not need a tofas dambris, and in much as why should the Rambam hold that if the mila wasn't a good mila, l'chayra you should need a tofas dambris. And the emes is mefurish in the Meir in our sugya that according to the Rambam, he does not need a tofas dambris. Says the Shagas Aryeh in Siman Nun Dalet, it's muchach from here that the Rambam holds that any time when the oiler was taken away from the child, shaloi kedin and shaloi kemitzvosoi, this goes right into the klal of mu'uvas lo yuchal iskoin. He can't go and correct this maisa which he did incorrectly, and therefore if he was oiver and imal shaloi kedin, there's no din atofas dambris because he's mu'uvas lo yuchal iskoin and he's not like a noilad mole where he didn't do anything wrong because that's the way he was born. But if he himself went and did the mila shaloi kedin, in this case, says the Rambam holds that he's a muvas loyichal iskoin and he doesn't need a tovas dambris. The goyin also in Yerideya Yisamech Dalet Sivkot and Yod also discusses shitas Rambam. What is the difference between a noilad mohul and other cases where he was chaytich the oila, which is mashma in the Rambam that if he was chaytich shaloi kedin, like in this case of a goy, there's no din a tovas dambris. But says Reb Chaim over here in the stencil in Chidushim al Hashas, that be'emes one can say that the Rambam also agrees that he needs to have a tofas dambris. But the Rambam holds that this hatofas dambris has already taken place, because every maise chituch, every time the goy comes and cuts the mila, cuts away the oiler, there is also a hatofas dambris. Besides the chatichas and soras ha'oiler, there's also a maise of hatofas dambris. So says Reb Chaim that the Rambam holds that even though we have mi'utim in our sugya, telling us that a goy is possible to be a moil because he's not bichlal the bris mila, or he's not bichlal a mol yimoil, this is only a mi'ut in the maisa mila. But to do the maisa of a tofas dambris, on this the Rambam holds, we don't find any mi'ut that a goy is possible for doing such a maisa. And memela, any time when the goy is going to be doing a maisa bris mila, he has automatically a maisa tofas dambris, which this is taka kosher through, even through a goy. Memela, the Rambam holds that you don't have to do afterwards another hatofas dambris, since he already has a hatofas dambris from the maisa of the chatichas oiler with the goy, and then blood also came out, and then was niskayim the din hatofas dambris. So even though, of course, the chatchila, we're not allowed to use the goy, because you're not allowed to do only hatofas dambris, if you have the oiler, you have to do the mitzvah of mila kumitzvosoi, but al kaponim in a case where he already did shloi kumitzvosoi, there was a hatofas dambris already, and there's no point to doing it again, and this is the shita of the Rambam, that imol in tzorich lachse vilimul shenis. This is a novel approach of Reb Chaim to say that in every mila there's also a tofas dambris and a goy is kosher, a chidush, the Agoi Bemis is kosher to do Atofas Tambris, and Reb Chaim over there is Mayrich to explain that this is Shaila, whether is a Goi kosher for Atofas Tambris or not. Moving further on into the next sugya, the Mishnah says, Misrapi Mihem Ripui Momin Avalo Ripui Nefoshes. The Gemara discusses what is the pshat of Ripui Momin, not Ripui Nefoshes. Says the Gemara at the beginning, Mar Ripui Momin, Ilei Mer Ripui Momin Bischar, Ripui Nefoshes Bechinom, Lisni Misrapi Mihem Bischar Avalo Bechinom. We should say clearly this difference between Schar and Bechinom. The Rosh, and Agoy Soshri on the Rosh, in Simen Ches, brings down from Oizorura, that's mashma in our Gemara, but there's no taina on the ikah chiluk between schar and bechinom allowing to be nisrape through a goy bischar. The Gemara only asks that if this is the difference and this is pshat in the Mishnah should say clearly the difference between schar and bechinom. And from the Mishnah, which says the difference between momoin and nefoshes, is mashma this is not the pshat in the Mishnah, but it's mashma that the ikah halocha is true. And you're allowed to use a goy to be merap, misrap alidei goy if he's going to be bischar. The Gemara doesn't have any problem with the ikah halocha and says that goy so shri, therefore we have a heter ledina, even a maskonis haGemara, that this is not the pshat in the Mishnah, but the din is true and we're allowed to be misrap alidei goy bischar if you go and charge in order that he's scared he shouldn't lose his money and therefore in this case he's not choshud to on shvichas domim. It's a chidush la'alocha, and this is gepaskent, where the Ramah brings it down la'alocha in Simen Kuf Nun Hei. The Shach discusses it over there in Simen Kuf, Sivkot Vov, with the day of the other Yishoinim, the Ramban by us brings down from Yish Oimim, who say no, that since the Gemara is madchik, that this is not pshat in our Mishnah, that we have no raya to say that it's a heta of Bischar. Al Kaponim is one of the chidushim of the Rishonim, that Goy Sashri, that we're allowed to be mate a case of Misrape, Alidei Goy, if this Bischar, because this stays even the Maskona. There is a few other Chidushim, La'alocha, Kulus, which we find mentioned in the Rishonim over here, in this Sugya, that there's other cases where we're allowed to use a Goyish doctor, and we're not Choshish for Shvichas Domim. The first din is what Tosfos says in Omid Beis, the Vamaschil Kol Makor, at the end of the Omid, says Tosfos that just like we find in the Gemara in Chof Zayin Amad Aleph that Rabbi Yochanan says that in the case where he's a mumcha, he's mutter to do a maisa mila, so too we could be matir every single roife mumcha for any maisa yofua we're allowed to use a doctor if he's a mumcha. Says Tosfos this is the reason why the world is makel to be make his dam from a goy, because since legaba hakozas dam everyone is called a mumcha. Memela were allowed to be makel with this yisoid that we're allowed to use a reifa mumcha. And this is be'emes the day of most of the Rishonim, that the heter of reifa mumcha applies even in our sugi also, and not just in the sugi before, by mila. This is also paskin la'aloch in the Shulchan Aruch, in Yerideya, Simen Kuf Nun Hei, Sifkot Nun Aleph. But the Beis Yosef is ma'orer, that the Rif and the Rambam do not mention this heter. They bring down an al-sugya, this halacha, but they don't mention that if the doctor is a mumcha, you're allowed to use this doctor. The Bach also is marich to be mazbe. Why the Rif and Rambam didn't mention this heta? And says the Bach, it seems to be that the Rif and Rambam don't hold of this heta. He holds that we don't hold of a birchnan's halacha, that is halacha heta of a Rif and mumcha. But the Bach says that since the minig ha'olam is to be mekel, it seems to be this is a taking on already the minig ha'olam, like the Rav Yishonim, to be mekel using a mumcha. The Ur Achamo, in his sefer over here in Avodah Zarah, and other Achrinim also, they say that the Rambam and the Rav also agree that what the Rabbi Yochanan before was mate by a mila, there Rabbi Yochanan was mate a mumcha. The only reason why the Rambam holds that this is only by a mila. Masha'inki in other inyoni refuah, since Rabbi Yochanan didn't say clearly that on other inyoni refuah we can rely on a mumcha, Mamela the Rambam holds this is only a heta by mila and not by refuah, and he explains different svaris why there should be a difference between mila and refuah. But Al Kaponim, like we said, the halacha is paskind that we're allowed to rely on a refi mumcha, and the whole sugya by us is only discussing a refi she'enu mumcha. Another kula, says the Balamoyer, over here on the sugya, that just like we find that Chachomim say before in Chavovah Mitbeis, that by Mila, and so too by Leda and Hanoka, we're allowed to be mate a goy if it's Oymed al Gabom, if someone's standing there making sure he's not doing anything wrong, then he's a heter, so too by the Maisri Rufua, also we're allowed to use Oymed al Gaboy. says the Ramban in Milchamos that this is not a dimion to other cases. Because over here, even if someone's going to be standing on top of the Reifa, watching to see he's doing everything kedin and correctly, since the person standing, Oymed al-Gabo, he's not a doctor, he doesn't know whether the doctor, Goyish, a doctor, is doing something which is Be'emes le'refua, or maybe he's using some kind of sam, some kind of potion, which is Be'emes going to be mazik, his mako. And therefore, says Ramban, in this case of a Reifa, the Gemara Be'emes doesn't use the heter of Oymed al-Gaboy, since we can't rely on the fact that he's Oymed al-Gaboy through someone else, because we don't know which sam is going to be merapim and which sam not. Now, one final shitter of the Yushenim, the Knesset HaGdoila and Yerideya Simen Kufnun Hei brings down from the Piskei Rid and the Piskei Riaz that they say that our whole sugya, which discusses a heter of a Reifa Nochri, or you're allowed to use him, you're not allowed to use him, is only in a case where there's also a possibility to be misrape through a Reifa Yisrael. And in this case, we do not allow him to use a Reifa Nochri. But in a case where there's no one else to be merape him, in this case, everyone holds that you're allowed to use a Reifa Nochri. And the Knesset HaGdoila discusses that Al-Khir is not mashma, so in the sugyas later on the base, Al-Kaponim says that this is the shitta of the Piskei Rid and the Riaz, that the whole sugya is only talking about a case where there's no other doctor, and where there is another doctor of Reifi Yisrael, but if there's no other doctor, then you're allowed to use a Reifi Nochri, a chidush from the Piskei Rid and the Riaz. Moving further on, the Gemara on the base, Toisvus in Devar Maschil Shani Minus, has a discussion, Pshat in the Gemara in Psochim Daf Chof Hei, that says, Bakoil Misrapim, Chutz Mi Atzei Asherah, one is not allowed to use a refuah from Atzei Asherah. Now there's a very Yisoyde Stigam Achlikis Yishonim over here, what is this Issa to use Atzei Asherah? Toisvus' Shitta over here is that this Issa is only in a case where they'll come and people afterwards will come and make a toast, Chas V'Sholem, to be Nimshach, after the Avodah Zarah, and to think that there's some koyach in the Atzei Asherah, which this caused him to have the refuah. So says Tosfos, since this is the Issa, this is only also in a case where someone says clearly that he holds that the Atzei Asherah, he wants these Eitzim, Dafka, to go and help him for the refuah. But in a case where the Goy, the Refa, will tell him, bring me some Eitzim, then he's allowed to go and bring Atzei Asherah, because there's no problem to have Anoah from his Atzei Asherah for his refuah, because there's no chashash that he's going to be nimshach after Avodah Zarah. But this is the shita of Tosfos, that be'etzem there's no issa of Atzei Asherah. But the Ran, here in Daftes Amud Aleph on Dapei Arif, and so too over there in the Gemara Psochim and Hei Amud Beis, says the Ran that he argues on Tosfos, and says the reason why he's not allowed to use Atzei Asherah is not because we chashash that he's going to be toye after Avodah Zarah. The reason is because there's a lav by Avodah Zarah, which says in Pasuk, Lo yidbak b'chol me'umo min achirem, there's a lav of lo yidbak, you're not allowed to have any shaykhes to the Avodah Zarah, and therefore says the Ran, that even though this person is besakona, and if he's not going to have this refuah from his eitzim, he might even die, afilo hochi, there's a halacha by Avodah Zarah of Yehorig v'aliyavar. Says the Ran, even though this Chelek of Avodah Zarah is only a loisaseh, there's no misa, because it's only a loisaseh of loyidbak, it's not the ikka maisa avoida of Avodah Zarah, but this lav goes into the klal of avizrayhu the Avodah Zarah. Says the Ran, we find in Sanhedrin Ein Hei on its base, that in the Issa of Gilo Arroyis, is not just Osa of Yehorik Valiavur, the Issa of the maisa bia ha'asura itself, any Avizrayu the Avodah Zarah, if Avizrayu the Gilo Arroyis is also Asa. So says, and it's also Yehorik Valiavu. Memele says Iran, just like we find by Gilo Arroyis, that Avizrayu the Gilo Arroyis, there's a din of Yehorik Valiavu, so too Avizrayu the Avodah Zarah also has this cloud of Yehorik Valiavu, and therefore he's not allowed to use the Atzei Asherah, even though the Goy didn't ask him Bichlal to bring Dafka these Eitzim. La Halocha, we pask in the Shulchan Aruch, Chisim Kuf Nun Hei, like Tosfos, the Mechaber says that if the Goy doesn't say clearly, bring me the Eitz Atzei Asherah, it's Mutter. But then the Shulchan Aruch says, Yeshayrim, like the Shitta of the Ran, that B'chol Oifin is also, since there's a lav of Leidbak, B'chol Mu'umma Min Achirim, and says the Be'er Agoylo, that this is the Issa, because it's Avizrayu David Azor. The Minchas Chinuch, in Mitzvah Rish Tzadik Vov, Sif Kotten Tetz Vov, asks, that the Rama over here doesn't ask anything on the Mechaber, and it sounds like the Rama agrees that the Ikedeh is like Tosfos, and it's only a Yesh Oimim like the Ran. whereas we find the Ramo himself in Simen Kuf Nun Zayin says clearly, like the Shita of the Ram, that there is also a klal that any Avizrayu de Avida Zorer and Avizrayu de Gilarioyis and Shvichas Domim is also bichlal the klal of Yehoyig Valiavar and not just the Ikem Maisa itself. Any other lav is also into this klal. So why over here does the Ramo not mention that he holds like the Shita of the Ram? And later on, when in Simen Kuf Nun Zayin, when he brings down this shitta that is a klal of Avizrayu, he should mention that the Mechaber over here, L'choyer argues and holds like Tosfos, which is L'choyer says a Minchas Chinuch, arguing on the Iki Yisoid of the Ran, and holds there's no klal of Yehoyig Va'aliyavoy by Avizrayu David Azor. And the only din of Yehoyig Va'aliyavoy is only on the Is Avid Azor itself, and not on any other lavim of Avid Azor, like the lav of L'Yidbak. The Sefer Oli Yosef in Hilchas Kiddush Hashem, Sivkot and Lamed, he explains that L'chayre, the Minchas Chinuch understood that the Tosfos and the Ran are having a Yisoidus Diga Machloikis, whether there's a klal of Yehoyig Va'aliyavoy by Avizrayu. Says the Oli Yosef that this is L'chayre not Muchach in our Tosfos to say that he disagrees with the Ran and he holds there's no din of Yehoyig Va'aliyavoy by Avizrayu. Lo Ilam, even Tosfos agrees. Like the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, the 9 Hamid base by Gilu Arioyis, that even on Avizrayu there's a din Yehoyig Va'aliyavoy. All Tosfos holds is that this lav of Lo Yidbak is not enough of a lav has the Sheiches to Avodah Zorah to go and say that this goes into the klal of Avizrayu to Avodah Zorah. This lav of Lo Yidbak is a lav tzlodi, and this lav is not called Avizrayu to Avodah Zorah. But the Emes, Tosfos also agrees that any case where you have Avizrayu David Azorah, there's also a klal of Yehoyig Va'aliyavoy. And the whole machlokes Tosfos and Iran is only whether is this lav of Leyidbak included into the klal of Avizrayu David Azorah or not. And therefore the Ramah over here holds like Tosfos, even though he holds that normally by Avizrayu David Azorah there's a klal of Yehoyig Va'aliyavoy.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Maram HaKlemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.